During these days here, we have had 4 or 5 talks on the different aspects of spirituality. So our purpose is to progress on the way. To progress on the way, there are certain things very essential. If they are not there, progress won't be there. First of all is regularity. As you take food daily for body, twice a day. Similarly, you are here for main purpose of giving food to the soul, bread of life, water of life, the capital of which each one of you had it. So first thing is regularity. Regularity will only give you better food if you maintain the diary for self-introspection accurately. Generally, we don't care about the maintenance of diary in respect of the self-introspection. The result is not good progress on the way. Sometimes you progress, sometimes you receive. For that, you know, as the diary prescribes, to have no ill will for anybody, even in thought, word and deed. Thoughts are very potent. You say somebody will say something against me, what he should do. Blood cannot be washed away by blood. The water of life is required to wash it away. If anybody thinks of you, just for a while, consider calmly whether what he thinks, is there any truth in it? Examine your own self. If there is anything, be thankful for him. You see, either the enemy will tell you something which is not right in you, or sometimes close friend as a matter of counsel and advice, because you have pulled out the particle term. If that is not so, then forgive me, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Pray for them. That's the only way, other than this thought is ranking in your mind throughout. You will have no rest. Whenever you sit, that thing will creep up. Second is truthfulness, you know. No acting, posing your mind, your heart, your speech, your brain. Should be in unison. Only that is true, which is where these three things agree. Simply we say something outer show. Heart thinks something else, brain is thinking of something else. These are the things to be watched very carefully. Nobody can watch you properly as you can yourself. You know better. If we do anything, we first deceive our own self. Not we deceive our own self, but the God in us. He is there, watching our every action. He knows in the very tendency we are going. So, this is further comes out. Then comes the chastity of life. So they say, chastity is life, sexuality is death. The more chaste you become, the better. That will pay, you see, you will have blessedness in you. When there is anything wrong, or lies are imposing is done, and we have just acted and posed to show something what we are not, the result is you create a big wall between you and the God within you. That curtain thickens. So always be true to your own self. Don't spare yourself. If we want to progress on the spiritual way, these are most necessary, and further still thing comes up, we are all of the same essence as that of God. We are the absolution of all consciousness, we are all brothers and sisters in God. No high, no low, according to the reaction of the past, so we have our own positions in life, some difficulties in life, that's another thing, but all the same, God has given us equal privilege. As physical body, as soul, as worshipper of the same power which controls all creation and controls us in the body. So man is one who lives forever. If your hearts are true, truth is above all, and true living is still above truth. If there is light in the bulb, and bulb is besmeared with black dots, how much light will be left? Light is within you. Take heed that the light within you is not darkness. It is you have to watch. Nobody else can watch it for you. Any glaring thing may come to somebody's notice, he might point it to you out of enmity to defame you, or out of hearty love for him, so that your brother may not be misled. So these are the things most necessary. When let money is lost, nothing is lost. If health is lost, something is lost, and if character is lost, everything. And I told you, regularity, but these are the helping factors to have success in your spiritual way. These are no new things I'm putting before you, each one of you know better. If you have to give a talk, I think you more speak more intelligently, more vehemently, with bombastic words, and all the force at your command. But the only thing is we should be true to our own self. Everybody knows, if a man has a lamp in his hand and falls from the pit, what to do? Progress, that power is within you, always watching your every action, be true to yourself. That's the only fearful talkativity which will stand forever. If you take one step that way, 100 steps will come up. Otherwise, our failures in life, after how long you conceal them? You conceal them not to the one within you, you see. He puts a thick curtain between you and him, you see. So that is why it's prayer has come, you see. O God, we are thankful to you that you have kept this secret from the worldly wise and given to the babes. What does it mean? To an innocent. Innocent life. Innocent life has nothing of any of these failures and delights. So I wish you all progress, you see. That God power, Christ power, Guru power is in you. Sometimes speak to the human power to guide you. Because you do not listen to the dictates given by him inside. He gives once, twice, thrice, you don't listen to his talk. That you might call the voice of conscience. If you are true to your own self, you are not to be afraid of him, God has said. If you are true to your God within you, God dwells in the earth in heaven. He is permeating all creation, controlling all creation and controlling you in the body. He is the nearest to you than your hands and feet. So keep your diary strictly. Don't fail yourself. If anything comes to you, need to weed out, please. Otherwise, how far you have got pain in the stomach and how far you will be acting poison? If you have taken poison, how far you will keep quiet and acting poison? You will cry. This is the most necessary factor which goes to help your progress on the way. God within you is watching everything. He is watching the very tendency our mind is going. So in few words, I perhaps you know each one of you better than what I have told to you, that you know already. These are no new things I am telling you. But the only thing is we are not true to our own self. Mouth should speak what is in our heart. Brain should think what we have got in our heart. We have progressed in head, I will say, not in the heart. That's the whole trouble. Brain thinks, you see, becomes selfish, hearted. Narrow-mindedness becomes boss, want to control everybody. He will even would like to surpass everybody at the sacrifice of all others. This is the result you find the troubles going on in the world today. The reason is why they are not their heart with them, you see. If your brain thinks and your heart does it agree with you? I don't think. You think to kill somebody, would your heart say yes, do it? No. So, heart in the seat of the soul, of God within you. Progress by head, but let the heart be with you. Then you will receive many things. All atrocities, all these things coming before you in the world today, this land. All this has come up, why? Because we have progress only in head, not by heart, in heart. If those two have gone together, do you think the shooting will go on? So moreover, you are true to your own self, you see, remain with you are. These are schools of thought. The basic teachings for all is the same. God has created you with equal privileges. You have got body, soul, and controlling power. All are equal. So we have joined different schools of thought to just realize that unity that the Lord gives. If we are stuck into the bounds which are meant to give you development, progress, you do not come up to understand the principle for which God made man and also all the schools of thought came to be, then there is conflict. There is cleverness, so many things. So that I will be with you, always watching your every action. If you are true to Him, you are true to God. Be regular, this is bread of life, water of life. If your soul becomes strong, your heart is strong, that will be able to carry in the broken carriage. Difficulty is your body or tongue or intellect is strong, and spiritually we have little, very feeble, very frail. These are all I can place before you, to the best as it comes to me now. I have not thought over before talking, but this is what is needed. Be regular in your meditation, that's the breath of life. You should dwell all around, you should dwell physically, intellectually, and you should also dwell spiritually. Thrice blessed in man. Remain in contact physically too, through correspondence. And your death will be when you send your diaries, true diaries. What I mean to say true diaries, that truly interprets what your thinking, mind, word and deed. What are doing and thinking in my head, in thought, word and deed. Sometimes you see, diary is almost blank. And the result is given, I am putting in 2 hours, such and such and no problem. What should I believe? You can deceive outside people, not to the one within you, already watching you. If your diary is all right and you are putting regular time, accurately, there is no reason why you should not progress. The master power works. That's the Holy Ghost, you see, that works from time to time to guide you back. Listen to His voice. And remain in contact, that's all. You have been having meditation hours. And I hope each one of you must have felt better. If you go on like that with due respect to your self-introspection and weeding out all failures, under these heads that I have put before you, how do you go out entirely? God will help you more from day to day. So as I told you in my talk, every saint has his past and his future. Then hope for everybody. Don't be disheartened. You have some power to help you, hold your head. Those who have been initiated in the way, special. You are not all alone. Listen to it. Words within you, and so long as you are not conscious contact with that power, remain in contact outside physical. I think what I am telling you must be appealing to you, each one of you. I am just talking to you from the level of man, as a man to man. So simple life and high thinking is what you want. A loving heart. No high, no low. He is most beautiful who has got the light of God refulgent in him. That house looks to be very beautiful, in which electric bulbs are giving light. Is there no bulb there? Even the most magnificent house looks all dark. So this is what is required, I think, if you take these into heart and live up to them, God will help you. For my wishes will always be with you, here, there, anywhere. Because the astral form of the Master is with you always. And until, as I told you, you contact him consciously, face to face, within guidance from outside, that power working in the human soul is necessary. I think this is the gist of all direction that can be given. So, minimum time is given to you at 2 hours. At least, this is binding. You can do more, that is earnest pleasure. I remember in 1912, I had a Mormon professor. You see, men of the same youth, they are loved. He would meet me, I would also go to meet him. It is a question 1912, I'm talking 6 years back. He had put on his own no admission without the permission in the house. So I was free, to go to him. Sometimes he went to him, he would sing prayers in his own moment and way, sing prayers. In prayers, you see, 5 times they sit, bow down, and then stand. And that is the general rule. When I went to you to say prayer for hours, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, I was simply watching. I once asked him, my dear friend, prayers are, I have only 5 sittings, and you go on for hours. He says, 5 sittings are binding. Puja Mohammedan. And this I do to earn his will playa. So to put in 2 hours, I think tight is a binding on each one of you, and if you do more, it will earn his playa. This is your work, you have to do it. A man, example is bad, of course. A man is a thief. He wants any time to grab money, day or night. You are really after your spiritual progress. Snatch your time any time you can. The pity is this, where there is a will, there is a way. We have no will. That is why we are not able to give full justice to the world. And man body is the highest in all creation, and this is the golden opportunity we have got, in which we can do this. Nobody else will do for you. And if you are to go, last night I was telling People come in their lectures and this and that saying, I have been talking to you on death alone. And five times main purpose was, this is a golden opportunity, make the best of it. What is meditation? What is spirituality? What is the master who can guide you? What he gives? God, where is God? How can you find it? All these things went out. From commencement to the end, we are talking on our word death, the name of which we do not like to hear. But with all that we have to pass through that. Death is no one we have to leave the body. And generally you find anywhere they don't even talk about it. So my best wishes are with you. That's all I say. That power is within you. Watching you, your every tendency, every thought, and extending all feasible help and protection without asking for it. So it is a great blessing to have somebody living on earth like us to guide us. You are all dear to me. Why? Because you have been put on the path. As such, we are all brothers and sisters, real relatives. This is such a relation which cannot be broken up to death. How fortunate you are. You do care. To do so, that's all I would say. This is the sum total of all teachings in the world. If you will live by them, you will progress even more than me. I pray you all become ambassadors. But we should be sincere in word, thought and deed. Now as I am going to lay, all of you who have come from outside should have their own way back if they like. Those who would like to go further, if they can well afford it, their circumstances now have no objection. But there perhaps you will have to make your own arrangements. Whatever possible, those people also will do, but don't go totally dependent on them. You follow my point now? Be regular in your meditation. No ill will for anybody. Be truthful. Be changed of thought and love for all. You are not born to live for your own selves. You are man. Man is one who lives for others, not for his own self only. And be regular in devoting your time to come in contact with all consciousness within you, which is controlling all creation and permeating all this. Remain in any social body like that. The purpose of all that is to reach God. Purpose of marriage is also to have a companion, to help each other to know God. That will give you permanent joy and peace. With these words, I think, this is the best of the meditations, you think? Consider these points what I have placed before you. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, take to your heart and live up to them. Your face will be shining glory if you live up. Your eyes will be open, bright. You may sit for meditation for 10 minutes. Close your eyes, pray to God, He may help you.